Welcome back to the Roundtable. As a solo artist and founding member of Animal Collective, Noah Lennox has been making adventurous, generation-defining music for a quarter century as Panda Bear. His newest album, Sinister Grift, his first solo record since 2019's Buoys, came out in February of this year on British indie label Domino. Panda Bear is playing Woodsist Festival at Arrowwood Farms in Accord, New York, and he spoke with Will Hermes for WAMC. Hermes is a regular contributor to NPR, The New York Times, Rolling Stone, and Pitchfork. He's the author of Love Goes to Buildings on Fire and Lou Reed, The King of New York.
Noah Lennox, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to chat with you before your visit to WAMC area. Where are you right now?
I am in my house in Lisbon, in Portugal.
I want to talk about Portugal and a bunch of other things, but just to get people a little up to speed, you've been, and this is amazing to me because I've been following your work for a lot of years. You've been putting out records for over 25 years now.
Something like that, yeah. It's been a long time.
Some are solo records and some are with your dudes in Animal Collective. Some are with other folks. You know, a lot of artists come out of the gate and sort of make a choice to be in a group, to be doing solo work. And you've always been really from jump doing both, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, I got into it kind of doing both at the same time. Josh from Animal Collective and I, we met each other in grade school when we were 8 years old, and sometime around 12, 13, started writing music together and recording stuff. It was kind of collaborative at first, but I was also doing stuff on my own when he wasn't around. So the two threads, I guess, sort of started at the same time and just never stopped.
One of the things I've always loved about your work is how stylistically you seem to do multiple things simultaneously, choosing all as opposed to choosing one. Artists will focus on samplers and electronics, and they'll get categorized as electronic musicians, or people make music focused on guitars and drums, and it gets categorized as indie rock or jam bands or psychedelia, and you've somehow managed to do all those things. Is that just following your musical taste?
I think so. I wager so. I mean, I think it's also what kind of drew the members of Animal Collective together when we were young. It seemed a more pervasive thing at the time, less so now, but back then, a million years ago, it seemed like music people were kind of into just one thing or one kind of style, or it felt less common than it is now for people to have sort of to cast a broad net as far as stuff that they were into. But that's something that really united all of us, is that we weren't super genre specific people. And I think that's always kind of come out. And the stuff we make, we get kind of restless and like to kind of jump around and try different things out. There's plenty of bands that I really like and respect that have just kind of done one thing. I don't mean to say that how we do it is the best way or the only way, but I think just getting into so many different things and feeling excited about lots of different styles and instruments and techniques, there's just a lot to explore, and we all get into that part of it.
Yeah, it was prescient in that way. You know, I think now it's more common, as you're saying, for a folk artist to use a loop pedal and think nothing of it. That's another tool in the folk tool bag these days, or vice versa, for electronic musicians to use other instruments. But just for a flashback, I thought maybe let's just listen to a little bit of one of the big Animal Collective hits that some folks might remember. Here's a little bit of My Girls.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC. I'm Will Hermes, and I'm speaking with Noah Lennox, also known as Panda Bear, a member of the venerable group Animal Collective. He'll be performing at Woods' Festival in Acard, New York, September 20th, on a bill with Witch and Rose City and Sebado and a whole lot of other acts. And he'll be touring around the country in the weeks around that date. So we just heard My Girls. And you were talking, Noah, about like growing up and, you know, forming these creative bonds. You grew up in Baltimore, and I read that you went to Waldorf schools growing up.
That's right. Yeah. My parents were, especially my mom was really big on kind of like alternative education and was really, I think, inspired hearing about the Waldorf program and this sort of idea of really trying to promote children's imaginations. And you're not supposed to read until you're in third or fourth grade, which all my friends thought was really weird, but all in sort of an effort to try to keep a kid's mind sort of open, and it seems kind of looking for the magic around. And I think my mom was really excited by that. And I eventually, the Baltimore Waldorf School only went through 8 grades. There wasn't a high school, but my brother had gone to a Waldorf high school in Pennsylvania, and I followed him there. So I spent kind of my high school years just outside of Philadelphia, kind of like farm country.
In Europe, I know in some Scandinavian countries, you know, reading starting at grade 3 or 4 is not uncommon. And certainly in the WAMC listening area, there are a lot of Waldorf schools in the region, Hawthorne Valley up near Hudson, Great Barrington. My daughter went to a Waldorf school down here in New Paltz. And,
cool.
You know, do you think the schooling shaped you a lot as a musician?
I think so. Yeah. I'd wager so. Yeah. I think perhaps what we were talking about a bit earlier about just sort of casting a broad net, as I said, and just sort of being into lots of different kinds of stuff, I would assume was sort of inspired by that. I felt like the most powerful part of the education was right at the beginning, those kind of like first 4 years or so. And I think it's shaped me as a creative person, but just also kind of as a guy.
There's a very international orientation to the approach also, which I think is probably pretty important at this moment of increased tribalism that we're in. And you've always traveled a lot as a musician, but talk about living in Portugal. You've been living there for quite a while now in Lisbon.
Yeah, I've been here a minute. It's funny because I feel like when I moved to New York around 2000, that sort of section of Brooklyn that we were around a lot seemed to be going through this sort of massive change and gentrification and all that. And
right. That was the very, very beginnings of like Animal Collective and your work.
Yes. And then coming here, I sort of saw this city, or certainly parts of the city, kind of experience the same thing. And it's really different than I kind of remember, but places change all the time.
You got there quite a while ago, but has there been an increased expat, American expat and international expat community?
Big time. I have a friend, Randy, who coincidentally was from Baltimore as well. He was the only American I knew here for 7 or 8 years, probably. And now you kind of hear English a lot more on the street than Portuguese. It's kind of funky, but it seemed like people kind of were visiting, increased a lot, and then people started coming here to live, and that's just sort of picked up in a really big way in the past 7 or 8 years, I'd say.
Yeah. And you've been there since when?
I moved here the spring of 2004.
20 years plus. I noticed you've been working with some Portuguese musicians, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maria, who's Maria Reisch, who's in my band, in the PB band, and Tomei Silva, who he recorded her last record. He kind of does everything. He plays drums in the group, but both of them are really cool local musicians.
That's great. Will they be touring with you?
Yeah, for sure. It's those two, and my girlfriend Rivka plays samples and sings, and then my friend Tim Coe, formerly of Haunted Graffiti and a whole bunch of other stuff. He played with Cass McCombs for a long time, and
Oh, nice.
Chris Cohen, he plays bass.
The record is great. I mean, you've put out a lot of very good records. Sinister Grift just came out this year, yeah?
Yes, in February. It was finished
Yeah.
maybe like May of last year, so we sat on it for a long time, but
Okay.
just came out this year.
But yeah, I've been listening to it a lot. Really great. Maybe let's hear a track from it. I've noticed that there's been a little bit of a Latin tinge, maybe, to some of your music in recent years. The Sonic Boom collaboration, there were some tracks, and this song, Ends Meet, has a, I don't know, maybe like a little bit of an old school cha-cha-cha groove.
I can hear what you're talking about. It also sort of just reminds me of like Buddy Holly or kind of early rock and roll sort of stuff, which I feel like is certainly a theme that's come up in a lot of my stuff in the past 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, which certainly, like so much of American music, has a lot of Latin threads in it too. So let's listen to a bit of Ends Meet. That was Ends Meet by Noah Lennox, also known as Panda Bear, member of Animal Collective. He'll be at the Woods' Festival in Accord September 20th. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC. I'm Will Hermes. And yeah, so you're touring with this group for how long? You'll be in the States for a month, too?
The US tour in September, it's pretty much all of September. It's the longest
Okay.
tour I've done in a minute. We kind of did a bunch of smaller stuff since this past December, but this is kind of the big one.
Oh, that's great. And the Woods' Festival is, I don't know if you've been before, but it's a
I
lovely,
haven't.
lovely.
Yeah, I've heard really, really good things, so I think we're all definitely looking forward to it.
You're on a bill with a Zambian band, Witch. Oh, I'm very excited. The current iteration of a band that's been around in one form or another since the 70s, I guess.
Yeah, very cool.
Meanwhile, what's up with Animal Collective? You dropped a single this summer.
Yeah, it seems like we've kind of come full circle to sort of how it was right at the beginning when we started making stuff. It's really kind of like spread out, and we're all kind of doing stuff, but it's not this sort of all together kind of thing. It's really kind of splintered and all over the place, but all of us are working on a variety of things, so there should be a steady stream, but maybe not like a de facto AC album for a second.
Is everybody spread out? Is anybody left in New York still, or?
Nobody's in New York. Dave lives in North Carolina, and
Oh, right.
Brian's in DC, Josh is in Baltimore, and I'm way over here.
Back in Baltimore on home ground. Do you get back to Baltimore much?
I was there last when Josh and I kind of did the final week of work on Sinister Grift. We're going to be playing there in September, though, so I'll come by again.
You do animal collective, you do solo work, and you have a lot of other collaborations as well. I'm wondering if there's anything coming up that you're working on, other folks that you're working with that you want to talk about.
I did a remix for this guy Detronics out in LA. He's really cool.
Oh,
And
sorry, what? Detronics?
Litronics,
Oh,
Litronics.
Leetronics. Oh, neat. I'm not familiar with him.
He's cool. And Pete, Sonic Boom, and I are working on another thing that's sort of been the past couple months of my work life.
Oh, fantastic. Now, the Sonic Boom collaboration that you put out a couple of years ago, which actually there were two editions of that, wasn't there?
Yeah, we did a Adrian Sherwood did a full the kind of dub version of it, which I thought was really great. And then we
Yeah.
collaborated with a mariachi band in Mexico City and did a did kind of mariachi versions of a couple songs.
Adrian Sherwood, the great British dub producer who's been putting records out for decades, more in a kind of like, I shouldn't even say more in a reggae mode because he makes reggae in all different shades of the rainbow,
He
but how the
does.
mariachi crew come into the picture.
I think both things really came about just from having conversations, Pete and I, and knowing there was a shared love of both of those styles of music. I mean, as far back as Grim Reaper, I can remember us talking about mariachi and how we both really loved the sound. And so just being excited about the stuff. And then I think the big thing with the mariachi is that our friend Osvaldo, who lives a bit north of here in Sintra, where Pete lives, he's from Mexico City and had friends who work at a studio there and record mariachis. And there just seemed to be kind of like a serendipitous link to the project. And we were down there doing a festival, and I think over 2 days we recorded all that stuff.
That's super cool. Mariachi is such a rich tradition, and you hear a lot of mariachi tinge sometimes in country music. Certainly from the Tex-Mex region, but you don't hear it in maybe in more experimental electronic circles.
I love the harmonies and the rhythm. Those are kind of my things.
Yeah, harmonies and rhythms in your work. I mean, certainly vocal harmonies have been a big thing, and people often talk about your hearing echoes of the Beach Boys in your work, and we just lost Brian Wilson. Was he an important influence in your work?
For sure. Among many other vocal groups, but the Beach Boys, I'm definitely certainly a big fan of.
And I think we should probably wrap up, but I wanted to go out on one more track from Sinister Grift, which is called Praise. And thanks for chatting with us. No, I appreciate it.
I do as well. Thank you very much for taking some time to talk to me about this stuff today.
Right on. We'll see you in New York in the coming days. This is Praise by Panda Bear from the album Sinister Grift.
I'm gonna get
Will Hermes speaking with Noah Lennox, a.k.a. Panda Bear. Panda Bear is playing the Woodsist Festival at Arrowwood Farms in Acard, New York on September 20th. Links to more information are posted with this interview at WAMC.org.